This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Having Juan Soto on your team is like having Superman on your side. He's going to do some things for the next decade and a half that are going to make you love the Mets and love watching baseball. And for Yankee fans, you have a villain now. You have a guy to hate on. Whether he's dropping a pop-up, or one is going over his head, or he's getting thrown out at second, or he has a day he goes 0-for-4, some of you are going to lean into that. Some of you are going to love to hate Juan Soto. It's good to have a villain. It's WWE. It's all wrestling, right? If I saw Juan Soto today, I'd shake his hand. But, like, I might be in Yankee Stadium the weekend of May 16th, and he comes out, I might just boo his ass. I might just feel that way, and that's okay.
Boo!
That's my right to do that. I don't boo the Yankees, but I'll boo a Met easily.
Facts.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it. Finally. World Series parade. Yes, the Yankees win the World Series. I've been waiting for a parade. A 5-hour KM to AM is going to be a parade type vibe tonight. The Yankees are off. The Mets are on my screen right now. They better pick it up. I need them to smack the Boston Red Sox. I'm not rooting for the Red Sox over the Mets. It's 2-0. Pick it up, Juan. Oh, boy. I was on Friday night after game one, and obviously we had the Knicks. And then Saturday, no Knicks game, and the Mets won. I went to the game Friday, went to the game Saturday, and then I did a show yesterday from 1 to 6:30, and I've exhausted the Juan Soto conversation we all have, but you know what? We got some new stuff today. Yes. I didn't want to say the same things over and over again. And shout out to Loogie for queuing me right up. Congratulations, Yankees fans. We won the World Series, right? After just being in the last one. Like, the audacity of a Met fan to call this our World Series after we just hosted one in New York. I was at the games. What are you talking about? And shout out to Loogie. Loogie, you got the Knicks off. I gave you a ton of credit. Loogie can hear me. He's in the newsroom. I just saw him. He's out there. Loogie, you my man, because you called that Knicks in six. I gave you credit because no one in sports had that. And I listened to a lot of TV, podcasts, radio. The only one that said it with their chest was Thomas Lugauer. But as far as this stuff goes, pipe down. Bro, you talked about putting a statue up for Juan Soto outside of City Field. No. You told us that Max Fried wasn't going to be better than Clay Holmes. Did y'all see Max Fried abuse Juan Soto last night? I was like, oh my, this is wrong. He's had enough. If you're a Yankee fan, dial 888-808-1019. I know some Mets fans going to hate me today, and I'm ready for it. I'm prepared for it. I bring balance to the force. This is the Yankees Radio Network. You need to talk to a Yankee fan who's in the bleachers, in the stands. Talk to a Yankee fan that was there before I was at WFAN, before Juan Soto, before all this, and I'll be there after. I talk to more Yankee fans on a daily, weekly basis than anybody on the station. I think I have the pulse of the Yankees universe. Do I represent all Yankee fans? Hell no. One voice can never represent all Yankee fans. There's too many of us. Too many different thoughts and emotions and feelings. And all respect to Tiki Barber, but Tiki Barber's call for turning your backs on Juan Soto, that's not what inspired the bleacher creatures. If anybody could tell you, I think I could tell you. And I'm sure there are some creatures that listen to WFAN, listen to Evan and Tiki. But in my conversations about what was going on, nobody mentioned what Tiki said. And again, respect to the legend Tiki Barber, but he talked about, hey, when Juan Soto comes up to bat, turn your back. We didn't do it when he came up to bat. We booed his ass. You said, don't boo. Don't show any indifference. What are you talking? The whole game, all three games, he heard it. He couldn't stomach it. He couldn't face it. I saw it with my own eyes. I actually started to feel bad. I'm like, wow, we are neutralizing this man. So much so, he's the last guy out of the dugout. So much so, he's warming up in shallow right field. He doesn't want to get too close to the warning track. Yeah, Friday it was tip your cap. Oh, this is cute. But I didn't look at that tip your cap as like Juan Soto, like do it. I think he was just frozen in the moment. He was talking to Austin Wells. He was looking for some type of comfort. And then all of this new stuff comes out, right? When the bleacher creatures turn their backs, and shout out to Mark, who leads the roll call and lost his voice by the time Saturday, because we were wearing Juan Soto's ass out. That was for a picture. I sent multiple text messages to people in the media, TV, people that write, like, hey, when Juan Soto reclaims his spot in right field where he used to be, where he used to skip across that line and the whole right side of the stadium would stand up. You'd see Dominican flags. You'd see people with 22 jerseys, everybody applauding. He'd put his two fingers up in the air or his two hands up in the air and he'd get everybody going. He would get the Juan Soto, the loudest roll call, louder than the captain, Aaron Judge, and he would turn around, he'd give us the X, and everybody would do the X. That is done. He is the X now. And he's not the X that you guys want to paint him as. We're not bitter. We're not coping. We're not brokenhearted anymore. The Met fan has the broken heart. Because like I played on my intro, you have a superhuman. You have a cyborg that you expected to do something for you, that you expected to save the day, to hit three homers. And Yankee Stadium was his kryptonite. 888-808-1019. We look at it more like, you ever date somebody for a year and hope that they're the one, hope that it's long term, go above and beyond, do something for them that you might not have done so quick in other relationships with the hope that this thing has some legs, that this could be it? That's how we treated Juan Soto. And Juan Soto was the person in that relationship who took all of that and then said, I got eyes for someone else. You're not good enough. Yeah. I see what you're doing and all that, but I don't want to be with you. I got eyes on something else, someone else. I think there's greener pastures over there. Okay, you go. You go. But now you're dead to us. To quote Tiki Barber, you're dead to me. Now we look at you as, yo, we went above and beyond for you. Re-sign Soto. Re-sign Soto. Blank checks in the outfield. The guy was boo-proof. Never seen anybody be boo-proof. How many times have I said in the last couple weeks, I've seen Hal Steinbrenner walk out on that field and be booed. Aaron Judge has been booed multiple times when I'm in there. I don't boo the Yankees, but I'll damn sure boo the Mets, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays. And like, I heard Lugie talking. I'm like, that's where you're wrong, bro. Anybody he picked outside the Yankees, he was getting that smoke. Anybody. I preferred he'd pick the Red Sox. He didn't. Because I didn't want this echo chamber in New York of Mets fans, Yankee fans, back and forth, moving the goalposts. Oh, we swept you guys in the World Series, or we swept you guys in the Subway Series last year. Now it's our World Series? It meant more to you guys. Yeah, I told you the Yankees are going to play up. Duh. It's a three-game set, not a two-game set. It's on the weekend now. And Juan Soto being this villain gave it juice that we haven't seen. And then what does the Met fan say online? Some Met fans, oh, well, you're welcome. Sold your place out. Juan Soto sold all the tickets. The Subway Series is always packed. They always sell out. But that environment that the Yankee fan created dominated Juan Soto. One hit, one for 10. Worked his walks, yeah. But you could tell he was rattled. And the new stuff that we got, right? I was on last night leading up to Sunday Night Baseball. I gave him props. I said, you know what? This Juan Soto isn't fazed by this because he's going to put the mic on Sunday Night Baseball. I'm like, I literally said to Paulie, how strong are these lavalier mics that they put on Juan Soto? Like, what's it going to catch? Because I was just in the bleachers. You're going to hear some stuff that I can't repeat from the bleacher creatures that, yeah, staged their back turn for, you know, New York Post to get a picture, for the Yes Network to zoom in, for everybody to see that one thing. And then all we did was boo his ass and chant, we don't need you. You can't field. We've got Judge, we've got Grisham, wave oh mama, all types of stuff. So Yankee fans, yeah, celebrate it like it's the World Series because that's what they don't want you to do, right? Now we got to be classy. Now we got to be big brother. Now we got to act like we've been there. After we heard all this stuff about how the city's under new management and how Juan Soto rather be a Met because of the future we had. See, some Met fans celebrate so prematurely. We got Carlos Correa. 2023 World Series champs. Slow your roll. Even with Juan Soto, still just the Mets. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Derek Jeter said that we just look at them like they're just the Mets. 888-808-1019. So I'm just going to set some records straight as somebody who is in it. Yeah, I'm a radio host, but I'm also a fan. Maybe you met me this weekend. Maybe you saw me. I could tell you the real. Juan Soto, we wanted to be a Yankee. Absolutely. But wasn't it poetic how the guys that didn't play with Juan Soto last year shined? Isn't it grand? Cashman! Man, give Cashman some love. Not too much love, because this is not the World Series. But you know how I always say, like, you tip your cap to Cashman a little bit. Not like Juan Soto did, but you tip your cap. You acknowledge, hey, plan B is looking better than plan A. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. Right? God's greatest gift is prayers unanswered. Cody Bellinger went off. What? Huh. What left hand? We took a left-handed hitter out of the outfield. We put one in. Who was that? That was Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger can play all three outfield positions, and it's in his blood. Since Clay was a Yankee, he's hated the Mets. He turned up. And that's a guy that's played in the World Series, MVP. He's like that in those big moments and situations. Where was Juan? Where was Juan? I bet on him the first night to homer, two homers, and then I stopped betting on him. I'm not betting on this guy to succeed. And he's not. I could see it in his eyes. He was uncomfortable. And you know what? Yankee fans that go to that stadium, we see all the same people. Juan Soto couldn't face us because the same people have season tickets in the same sections. The same people are out there all the time. It's real. He was uncomfortable. Imagine leaving a job. And you leave that job thinking that you're going somewhere to make more money and your career is about to take off and that place is going to falter, that place is going to stumble, that place is going to miss you, they're going to need you, they're going to be calling you back, they're going to be wishing. And then you take a walk back through your old workplace and it's like completely different from dream to nightmare. These same people that love you hate you now. They're chanting F. Juan Soto now. How quickly they turned. And there's so many people that think it's just Juan Soto, the player. No. I've been on record saying, hey, if he was a 240 hitter on this team right now and we didn't have Max Fried, we didn't have Devin Williams, we didn't have Paul Goldschmidt, we would boo his ass too. He'd be getting booed as a $760 million Yankee that's not living up to the contract. But that's what it is. You got offered the largest contract in Yankee history and you poo-pooed it. 888. 808-1019, and you wanted to talk about family. And last night they talked about his family getting a private jet. I'm like, oh my, I've been talking all these weeks about mama's clothing allowance, security detail, a suite, Clover Club tickets. There's a private jet for the Supreme Court of Soto. Jeff Passan came out today. He told us that's not real. That's not a real thing. He said to clear up what others have asserted, Juan Soto does not fly separately from his New York Met teammates on a private jet. He flies on the team plane. There's no private jet provision in his contract for him or his family. Okay. I would expect that he flies with the team. His family, not so much. And now what you're hearing, right? Michael Kay came out and said today, hey, and like Michael Kay been in the game for a while, bro. You think Michael Kay is just coming out here saying anything? Michael Kay is saying from people that he talked to, people in the know, Juan Soto wanted to be a Yankee. He wanted to stay a Yankee. But his family wanted him to join the Mets, right? That's all we kept hearing, his family, family. That was the key word during the press conference. That's where I got Supreme Court of Soto from, remember? That's what Scott Boras referred to his clique as, his whole family tree as. Well, you know what a wise man once told me? If you want to make the wrong decision in life, ask everybody. Get everybody's advice. Get everybody in your family's advice on what you should do. They don't go out to right field with you. They don't step in the batter's box. So I guess I was a little bit early. I guess I was a little bit early. I guess, you know, with Juan Soto, I said, you know, I thought that this guy was uncomfortable. I thought that this guy was clearly missing Aaron Judge. And then what else do we get? We got something new as well. We got, okay, Judge didn't say anything, didn't acknowledge Juan Soto until Sunday. Because, you know, the captain, he's very diplomatic. He is classy. But I guarantee you, Judge does not rock with this guy. But because it was national television and it became a story, Judge went and, you know, talked to him and dapped him up and even talked to him on the base pass. But think about it. Judge had to really go out and prove it and fight for his money. And Judge was all about loyalty. Could have taken more money to go home. Judge wasn't even entertaining the Mets. And I know homegrown versus one-year rental. but their philosophies are just different. They're just different kind of guys. Judge is always about the team. Juan Soto wasn't about the team. And it's funny because I said we were going to boo his ass based off the way that he handled himself game five, turned his hat around, said that he's available to all 30 teams. What about the Bleacher Creatures? What about the fans, Juan? Oh, yeah, well, that should influence management upstairs. Interesting. Well, then, how come reports come out today that not only did Juan Soto duck the mic'd up, shout out to Brandon Nimmo, did a good job. He didn't want to be mic'd up. But after the game, he ducked the smoke. He ducked the media. He ran out. Right? Bob Clappish writes, he's not the same stand-up guy who was always at his locker last season. Even after being skewered on Friday, Soto spoke of the obligation to take it like a man. 2 days later, he was running for the exit. How come Juan didn't want a whole court after Sunday Night Baseball? How come you didn't want all the media in New York's attention? It's the same people. Bob Clappish has been doing this for years. The same reporters, same writers. Yeah, you're feeling some type of way. I'm feeling some type of way too tonight, baby. Let's get into it. Man, shout out to everybody watching on the stream. My bad. I was so hyped. I was muted on the stream, so they couldn't hear me. But listen on the free Odyssey app. During the break, go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We got 5 hours. I got the whole night. I'm not done. I'm loaded. Okay, I'm reloaded. I got more clips. These are my Mets. These are my Mets. I know them better than any Mets before. That's why I can diagnose and dissect all of this. Why do we got to ask what's wrong with Juan Soto? Why don't we ask what's wrong with the Mets? Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.